Welcome to Human, the podcast, periodic learnings with interesting people, periodic writings voiced from my blog, the Human to Human blog, and intimate conversations with self and other. It's where we start anywhere and follow it everywhere. I'm your host, Tennyson Wolfe, and thanks for listening today. Today's offering is from a blog post recently, last week, entitled The Thing Behind the Thing Behind the Thing. Hope you enjoy. The thing behind the thing behind the thing, this phrase is one of my favorites these days. The thing behind the thing behind the thing. It suggests quest. It suggests layers. It suggests ongoing. I could very easily add ellipses to this. It's narrative for what I feel we are so often up to in teams and groups and communities and families. It's also straight talk, plain and simple. A particular kind of thing behind the thing that I am compelled toward is an operating system. It's the part that makes things go, often invisibly, in teams, groups, communities, and families. It's the unseen part in a car. Operating system I think of as engine, though in this case I just like that the buttons and functions work. The same in a computer, I don't get wowed by technical specifications, though I suppose I perhaps should. I'm just glad that it functions reliably and, well, that there's elegance and beauty. I also have preference lately, challenging myself to operating systems that are living, not just mechanical. There are operating systems in soil and in gardens, in forests, and it ain't so odd these days to think that the trees and plants talk. Botanists have been telling us this for a while now, often catching up to what has been indigenous wisdom for centuries and millennia. I totally enjoyed the gift of a conversation yesterday with some colleagues and companions in the Circle Way. In the middle of our conversation, hosted in Circle, of course, I found another layer of thing behind thing. We participants were trees that in the space of those 90 minutes on the video conference became forest. And the oxygen produced, this is what it felt like, was, well, it was an ability to breathe, and it was a clarity. Unlike mechanical and electrical operating systems, I love to dive into consciousness and awareness operating systems, which do have a bit of electricity to them. Here it is for me. It represents some ongoing learning and clarifying and simplifying about the Circle Way. The Circle Way is both methodology and way of being. And as methodology, it is often referenced as a tool or a group process format. And as methodology, this is where there is often leaning into the components wheel, also as tools, things like the agreements, the practices, the roles, etc. It's often used for dialogue, learning, and connection. It feels fruitful and essential and helpful to me to learn the methodology well, to use skillfully with groups. Now, as a way of being, the Circle Way points to a kind of cultural pattern. It interrupts unintended siloing. It presumes an expectation that who we are together is different and more than who we are alone. And thus, there's gut-level orientation to the possibility of an emergence from the interaction. As a way of being, it's less formula and becomes more instinct. And I would say instinct grown from methodological familiarity and robustness. Circle as a way of being is an inherent reliance on wholeness, sometimes brought forward by silence or by pause. And it is welcome, even expectation, that there just might be some mystery that we get to notice together. Yep, as way of being, Circle's oxygen is often learning, connection, and insight. It's utterly fruitful to learn and be in continued practice. One of the most exciting experiences in the world for me is the kind of aliveness that comes from insight, so often grown, with people willing to lean into the thing behind the thing behind the thing. I'm grateful for a good many companions and colleagues that bring their own version of this. We've learned a lot together. On my website that accompanies this post, there are numerous offerings of upcoming Circle Way pieces. The Circle Way Practicum on Whidbey Island, that's August 14th through 19th of this year. A Circle Way online class beginning in September the 17th, 4 weeks of two-hour Tuesdays. A great facilitation, an Art of Hosting intensive, is in Denver, October 23rd through 25th. That one's not exclusively Circle, but has other participative methodologies and ways of being also that are Circle-based. The Fire and Water Leadership Cohort, that's beginning October 30th, the first of three in-person gatherings that will use Circle as a root form. That's a leadership journey and cohort group. Courageous Meeting, the Circle Way, that's a two-day workshop in Cincinnati, Ohio, November 19th and 20th. And an advanced Circle Way practicum, again, back on Whidbey Island, December 5th through 9th. Lots there. I hope that you're able to join for some. And thanks again for joining today. This human-to-human blog and other writings and other information on my work of participative leadership with groups is available at my website. It's tennisonwolf.com. That's Tennyson with an E and Wolf with two O's. Thanks for joining today.